The nation's nuclear power plants, all 110 of them, have been ordered to produce evidence that they are complying with federal safety regulations. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission decided to take the step after finding problems at several power plants in Connecticut. Critics say the review is long overdue and could uncover safety lapses throughout the nuclear industry. NPR's Dan Charles reports.
Before the Nuclear Regulatory Commission lets a nuclear plant start operating, it has to approve every pipe and bolt and electrical fuse in that plant and exact details of how they'll be used. If the plant's operators want to change some of that equipment or operate the plant differently, they're supposed to get approval from the NRC. But according to Paul Blanch, who used to be a nuclear engineer with Northeast Utilities, it hasn't always worked that way. Northeast Utilities operates several nuclear power plants in Connecticut, including plants at Millstone and Haddam Neck.
The utility made changes to their design to allow more fuel rods to be placed in the spent fuel pool. And they did it in a way that was not consistent with the federal regulations.
It was only one of many changes, some of them potentially dangerous, that occurred over the years without NRC approval, Blanch says. Earlier this year, investigators found that the plants, as they were being operated, diverged in hundreds, even thousands of ways from the plant that existed on paper in the NRC's files, the design the NRC had certified as safe. Ashok Tadani, the NRC's acting deputy director for nuclear reactor safety, says the discrepancies often were small and probably inconsequential.
But nevertheless, if the documentation does not reflect what is in the plant actually, then the reliance on documentation comes into question.
The NRC ordered Northeast Utilities to review its procedures for keeping the plants in line with safety regulations. And 3 weeks ago, the agency expanded that order to every nuclear plant in the country.
I think we need to be sure that what we learned at Millstone and Haddam is not the case at other plants, and that the licensees need to take a very hard look at their own processes.
According to George Hunger, the director of nuclear licensing for the Pico Electric Company, which operates several plants in Pennsylvania, the NRC's order is going to have a big impact.
The NRC has estimated in the letter it would only take each licensee 400 man-hours to respond. We think it'll take substantially more.
It'll probably be close to full-time work for a dozen people over the next 3 or 4 months, Hunger says. In the end, he expects Pico Electric to be able to prove to the NRC that it monitors every change it makes in its nuclear plants, that it always knows whether these changes represent a departure from the NRC-approved design, and that it corrects mistakes when they do crop up. Some other nuclear operators, Hunger says, may have to admit they aren't able to do all that.
If that's their response to the NRC, I think the NRC would then probably say, this is a utility that we need to inspect early.
The NRC could order the plants shut down if it finds serious problems, or the plants could follow the example of Millstone and Haddam Neck. Northeast Utilities decided to shut the plants down, at least for now, because fixing all the problems will be very expensive. Paul Blanch, though, who helped bring to light the original problems at Millstone, says the NRC really doesn't want to find serious problems.
What scares me here is everyone's going to come back and say, yes, of course we're in compliance with the regulation. And the commission is going to say, okay, because they want to keep these plants operating.
The NRC has a history of tolerating violations of regulations, Blanch says. NRC officials, though, say they won't any longer. They say in the future they'll rely less on paperwork submitted by utilities and send out more inspectors to take a look for themselves. The NRC's concerns seem to be making utilities more alert to problems as well. Practically every day this month in the NRC's daily reports, there's been a note from a utility about something it's discovered at its plant that violated NRC regulations. In each case, the plant operators notified the NRC and promised to fix the problem. This is Dan Charles in Washington.